Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with you in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show live on this Friday evening, 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us when you are on the go. Social media, find us at 92.9 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, follow us on our personal Twitter pages at JMCH316. He is at underscore Dylan Matthews. This is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. Falcons definitely like the Senior Bowl. So last year in 2021, with a different regime, or I should say with the same regime, they took five of their nine players, that five of their nine draft picks were guys that were in the Senior Bowl. This year, out of the eight guys they drafted, five more were from the Senior Bowl. And I keep talking about this, that I understand the combine is not going away, and I understand it's a big TV event and all this kind of stuff, but the Senior Bowl is where it's at, and that's where teams, coaches, personnel people, that's where you're getting really good evaluations of guys. And I just think it's become, you know, it's not the glamour event because it's not on NFL Network every second of the day, and they don't have 40-yard runs and shuttle runs and, you know, drill. It's practice and it's a game. And more important than the game is obviously the week of practice, because you're practicing with NFL coaching staffs. And that's a big thing. How do you respond? How do you handle it? Some of the one-on-one deals and stuff like that. That's what's important to these guys, these coaches and these player personnel people. So I'm a big fan of the Senior Bowl. The event I think is great. It's growing every year. But the Falcons, you know, 17 picks the last 2 years, 10 of them are Senior Bowl guys. So I do think it is a big deal. All right, Michael Vick is coming out of retirement. He is going to play in this fan-controlled football league. And we did some stuff with him a few weeks ago. So coming up on May 28th, the last day of the regular season, and we should get an announcement here soon, but he's going to come back and play a little bit in this, in the final week of the season. Look, say what you will, the fan-controlled football thing has been a success. It's been a success, and it succeeded last year. They obviously play here in Atlanta. It has been, you know, listen, say what you will, but they've done a good job of marketing this thing, getting folks to come out, getting folks to watch. So Mike Vick going to be a part of it, obviously. Johnny Bumzel and Terrell Owens and folks like that are part of it already. But very cool to see that Mike's going to come out. 40, hard to believe. You know, Mike's only 41 years old. I say only 41, but only 41 years old. Think about how many guys in the NFL right now are well above 41 years old still playing in the league. All right? What did Drew Brees just retire at? 43, something like that, 44? How old's Brady? 47, 48. Matt Hasselbeck was in his 40s a couple years ago. Yeah, Whitworth. Yeah, what was he, 40-something years old? Yeah. I mean, so, look, 41, it's crazy to think. I mean, he's not like way over the hill and all this kind of stuff. Do you remember when I interviewed him when he sat right here and Knox Bardeen got credit for the quote that was the number two trending story on ESPN? Do you remember that moment, Dylan?
I don't think I was here for that. What year was that?
Long time ago.
I probably wasn't here yet.
I was filling in on the night show, interviewed Mike Vick here, and it was the number two trending story because of the comment that he made about wanting to retire as a Falcon.
Oh,
and then 3 weeks later, Arthur Blank was setting up the ceremony for him to not retire as a Falcon, but they honored him and Roddy Way. But the best part was Knox Bardeen getting credit for him for all of that.
Don't you still bust Knox's agates about that?
I do.
I was about to say, not too long ago, I heard you say something about that.
Yeah, that and when they mysteriously came up with a sponsored thing called What's Bugging You, that they just random happenstance pulled out of thin air, that they had a pest control company and they were asking for people to go on the Twitter page and do a What's Bugging You sponsored by whatever pest control company and this, that, and the other, that they just magically out of nowhere. Where would they have found something like that? I wonder.
I don't know. Like that's a nice idea. Like What's Bugging You, pest control company. Like where could they have gotten that idea from?
I mean, imagine somebody could have maybe purposely, intentionally set something up like that to invite sponsorship, and then we do it on Twitter. So if you're wondering, Knox hates me. That's how it works. So anyway, back to the Falcons flyover. But good for Michael Vick. I think that's very cool. And this has been a big success, so good for fan-controlled football for getting him out there. All right, let's get to all kinds of clips that we got here. Let's start with Arnold Ebiketie, who was on with Dukes and Bell the other day. Here's him talking about working with Chuck Smith and developing his pass rush moves.
Well, when I was in college, one of my signature moves was speed the swipe. And when I was working with Chuck in Arizona, we pretty much tried to go over the whole repertoire, like add a spin move to my game, add different counters. So the main goal is always to not be predictable. So the more you can do, the better you're going to be as a threat when it comes down to pass rush.
Well, first off, I love the fact he's working with Chuck Smith. There's literally nobody in the wrestling world, okay? I'm going to tie this into wrestling because we're going to talk to Jeff Hardy, by the way, in about 15 minutes from right now. The charismatic enigma, as Jim Ross would call him, AEW superstar, former WWE superstar. In the wrestling world, it's pretty much hands down considered that the best trainer of all time is Tom Pritchard. Bruce Pritchard's brother. He wrestled himself. He's trained The Rock. He trained Kurt Angle. He trained all kinds of guys. He's considered like the best trainer ever. Is there anybody that's considered better than Chuck Smith at training defensive linemen? I don't know of anybody. And maybe I'm missing some folks. Maybe I'm biased. But Chuck's the best. And if you're learning from Chuck, you're going to be in good shape. Here's Arnold Ebiketie talking about what he does well and what he needs to work on.
I feel like in terms of football, there's always a lot that you can learn when it comes down to the X and O's and learning your opponent and getting better at the game itself. And I know that I have a high IQ when it comes down to the game, but just the little thing, the little detail, anything that you can improve, that's what I'm working on right now.
Well, look, I think he's already the best pass rusher that the Falcons have. Expect him to only get better. I love that he's going to get a chance to work with Dean Pease. And look, Dean Pease has made it clear that they want somebody to go sack the quarterback. He said this specifically and talked about this on the, I don't want to call it exit interview, but at the interviews at the end of last season, it was all about we need pass rush and we need another corner who can play press man coverage. Cool. You got that in Hayward. You got your pass rush. Let's see what they do with him. All right, one more from Ebiketie. Here's his talking about if Dean Pease's system is similar to what he was doing at Penn State.
Well, I think it's not that much different. The terminology is different. By the end of the day, it comes down to playing football and not be a robot out there. So I think football is the same, but there's a little bit of terminology. That's where the difference is at, and I have to worry a little bit more about coverage and stuff. So outside of that, I'm just learning. I feel like I'm getting better every single day.
Well, listen, a lot of pressure on him. There is, because this team is desperate right now for guys to sack the quarterback. There's no question about it. And we need him to perform. I mean, first and foremost, we need him to go do something. You know, even if nobody else gets some things done, they need Ebiketie to come through and have a big rookie year for them. All right, let's hear from Dave Ragone, who was on with Freaky and Hugh. Here's Dave Ragone talking about if there is a quarterback competition.
What I love about this roster currently on the offensive side of the ball is that exact word. It's competition. I mean, I think at the end of the day, as a coach and as a player at this level, you want to get the best out of you, and more times than not, getting the best out of you is competing. And we're going to have competition all over the board. I mean, it's at every spot. And you could feel it. Like, when we're just going through these two phases of phase one and phase two, which you can't even go against the defense. You're just going out there and you're trying to work on your craft, doing individual fundamentals. You can feel the different intensities of guys going out there, understand there's great opportunity. And I think that's the most important thing right now is you got a number of guys coming from a number of different spots, either through the college ranks, other NFL teams that we brought in, guys who've been in the Falcons a year previously, and they all say to themselves, man, this is an opportunity to go out there and try to earn something. And I think that, more than anything else, is kind of where this offense is. You've got a bunch of guys who feel like, hey, I've got an opportunity to do something here. And you can feel it during the practice. It's been great so far.
I think there is a quarterback competition, but I don't think it's a 50-50 competition. I think it's more 70-30 toward Marcus Mariota. I agree that there's some competition. I just think that they still lean more heavily toward Marcus Mariota. I think coming out of the shoot in week one, that he's going to give you your best chance to win some football games. Here is Dave Ragone talking about what he's seen from Desmond Ridder thus far.
Yeah, I think something you just mentioned, right? I think his ability to go in there, a group of guys he doesn't know, and try to find a way to bring that offense of drafted, undrafted, street free agents together in a three-day period in which, hey, we're trying to run some plays, we're trying to get some timing, we're trying to look like we actually can line up and snap a ball. And I think through the course of the weekend, you saw obviously what made him a really good starting quarterback in college football with a ton of wins and a ton of starts. You can feel that. He's got a lot of presence to him. And his ability to go in there and try to unify a group that, you know, basically just met each other on Thursday. I think he did a really good job there.
Well, look, I've said Desmond Ridder is my favorite draft pick. I think he will get a chance to play some this year for nothing else than because Marcus Mariota typically is injured at some point during the season. And, you know, he'll get his shot and his look. And I hope he gets a ton of time in preseason, a ton of time. Here's Dave Ragone talking about what they want to do offensively this year.
Well, I think what we're trying to do, right, again, every year is a different set of challenges set about what we want to accomplish. And I think for us right now, it's a style of play. I mean, like, been in the NFL a few years now as a player and a coach. Plays are important. There's no doubt about it. And they have their place. And scheme allows the players to get an advantage, specifically on offense, because the defense has to react. But I think it's the way that you play. And I think that's where we're at right now because, like I said before, you got a competition aspect. You're going to try to get the best out of each person. Whoever ends up winning those jobs have earned that job. And I think what you're going to see is a team that goes out there and plays fast, physical, and hard in terms of both run and pass, and hopefully accomplishes the fact that it makes everything look the same. So when a defense lines up against us, you know, they're not sure what's coming, specifically formationally, and then when the ball snaps, no aspect, they have to react late into the down. And again, that goes back to the advantage of the offense, making the defense have to communicate and then react late. So, you know, at the end, it's more about the style than anything else for us.
Okay, with all that, give me more touchdowns in the red zone, right? And run the football more effectively. Did he say either of those things? Because, like, I started falling asleep after a while listening to that clip. All right, here's Dave Ragone talking about if it's safe to say that there's an open competition at ready, left guard, center, right tackle.
I think it's fair to say that, you know, specifically up front, you know, there's guys that have played here. There's guys that have been brought in that played time in the NFL. And we're really looking for the best five combination. And that's, again, another point of the emphasis is, you know, ability to earn your job through competition. And I think that's exactly how it's going to go up front, too.
Well, okay, you ain't replacing your right guard or your left tackle. So, again, I understand. It sounds good. We're looking for the best combination of five. You have a top-tier right guard. What are you going to do, replace him? You're going to sit Chris Lindstrom. Okay, anyway. Just say that there is an open. I could have summed that up in 3 seconds. Yep, I think it's definitely fair to say that there's competition left guard, center, and right tackle. Next question. Right? See how easy that was? Let's hear from Arthur Smith as he joined Andy Bunker earlier today. Was Andy by himself today, by the way? What happened to Randy?
I do not know.
Okay. Because we're going to talk about this. I had to go to my cryotherapy session, and I kind of like heard him. He was by himself, and I was like, okay.
And then to get even wackier, he didn't come on until today, I believe, 11, because, you know, he had some stomach issues, and he was stuck on the toilet.
Oh, Andy was?
Yeah, so he
didn't.
Wow. So, yeah, Chris Goforth was on from 10 to 11, then it was
really?
Andy by himself from 11 to 2.
Wow, okay.
And then, you know, BG was sprinkled in every now and again, you know, as usual, but, yeah, so that's how today went.
Wow, okay. I did not know that. You learn something new every day about what goes on at the station I work at. Here's Arthur Smith talking about the value of rookie minicamp.
There's a lot. We get them into our program. We get to work with them for about 5 weeks before we break for the summer. We get that pretty much mandatory dead period before camp. So it's really important. I mean, there's so much to learn. I mean, we drafted Troy Anderson, and he's from Dillon, Montana. You know, so he's out here. I mean, Drake's from L.A. We got guys from all over the place, and they're – their first taste of the NFL and getting them caught up on our playbook and kind of the way we operate.
Okay. Look, he's a football coach. He loves to get in front of these guys, right? I mean, that's what his deal is. Let me hear one more real quick before I know we got to get to break, but let me hear Arthur Smith talking about Kyle Pitts and what he's going to improve on from year one to year two.
Well, certainly we were talking about this about myself going to the second year as head coach. He's going to the second year, and he knows exactly what's expected. He knows what he has to do to train to be able to play at a high level, which we saw certainly in moments and spurts last year. He's in a good spot. I'm excited to see what he's going to do in year two. I mean, you just learn a lot. You know, you really, truly, until you experience, he knows exactly what to expect going into this year. I'm excited.
Got to get him in the end zone. There's no other way around it. Got to get him in the end zone. By the way, were they live somewhere today?
Twin Peaks.
So Arthur Smith stopped by Twin Peaks?
Yeah, I believe so. I need to double check to make sure they were at Twin Peaks, but
okay.
They were definitely live somewhere, yes.
Okay, so he stopped by Twin Peaks and had a burger and co-hosted with Andy?
He was on for a segment, yeah.
Okay. He didn't co-host, though.
No, he didn't co-host.
Okay. They didn't ask him to ask me anything or whatever that thing is?
No.
Okay. They didn't ask him any damn good questions or whatever?
No.
Okay, all right. All right. He didn't have like a Randy rant or anything like that?
No.
All right.
He didn't tell him the most important audio of the world or anything.
Oh, okay.
Stuff
all
like
right.
That.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure. I didn't know what they had going on because everybody's got a gimmick. Yeah, everybody's got a gimmick nowadays. All right. Anyway, when we get back, Jeff Hardy, the charismatic enigma, AEW superstar, former WWE superstar. He'll be a Hall of Famer at some point with the WWE. He's going to join us next. Fun conversation. Check it out. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio After the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More John Chuckery.
He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here on this Friday evening as we get ready for May 29, 2022, man, in Las Vegas, Double or Nothing. AEW is back and one of their big pay-per-views, one of their flagship pay-per-views, no question about it. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk to one of the newest members of AEW, an honor and a pleasure to have him on the show. Jeff Hardy is joining us. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jeff Hardy Brand. And Jeff, thanks so much for spending a few minutes here in Atlanta, man, as you guys get ready for a huge paper event coming up here in just, what, about a week and a half from now.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, man, and thanks for having me. My pleasure.
So how excited are you to kind of be back working with your brother, getting a chance to be part of that, especially, you know, kind of at this point of your career? How important is it to be able to work with, you know, Matt again?
Oh, it's really cool. You know, we're both like much older now, and just to be back on the road with him, traveling like we were when we first began, you know, our journey in this professional wrestling business, is really, really cool to be reunited with him. But my biggest issue is that he's overbooking us. You know, he loves to work. He's a bit money hungry, but man, thank God we got a weekend off this weekend before the big pay-per-view next weekend.
Well, you know, let me ask you about that. I mean, it's no secret. You've put your body through a hell of a lot of stuff in, you know, the 20 plus odd years that you've been doing all of this. I mean, how much longer can you go? Like, how much longer can you continue to perform at this kind of level and, you know, not be, I guess you probably have to have concerns about health, but, I mean, it's not an easy style that you do out there.
Yeah, I can't put a number on it, and it's pretty much the unknown. I'm not sure, man. I'm sure I'll know, like, when it's time to kind of, you know, hang it up, because I'm very limited now compared to the 20-something-year-old Jeff Hardy. You know, there's a huge difference between how I am now and how I was then. You know, I've modified myself enough to get by and still be cool with the face paint and all that stuff and relevant. So, yeah, I can't put a number on it, but I'm definitely going to do it for as long as I can because I love the craft.
Jeff Hardy joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline. AEW superstars, they get ready for their Double or Nothing pay-per-view coming up on May 29th. You know, we had Billy Gunn on the show recently, and just we were talking about the schedule. Is that a real big help for guys like you right now, the fact that it isn't all the time on the road and traveling and house shows and everything? Is the schedule much more manageable for you at this age?
It is, for sure. It's totally ideal. If I don't work the indie circuit, you know, we've been doing a lot of indies, which and having some really good matches with a lot of good, great talent, you know, and the crowds and the love and the support that shows up for Matt and myself is just overwhelming in a good way at times. It's crazy how much people kind of like still remember, you know, we hear this all the time. You thank you for being my childhood. We hear that so much. And we're like, yeah, our pleasure, you know, no worries. It was our pleasure. But yeah, working just AEW shows is great, man. It's just like pretty much for the majority of the time, it's just like one show a week, the film, two shows in one night. And then a pay-per-view every now and then. And so, yeah, it's totally ideal for a guy that's 44 years old, for sure, and that works like I do.
Well, you were definitely part of a change in wrestling. I mean, you know, obviously you and, you know, the Dudley Boys and Edge and Christian. Have you ever gone back and watched some of those matches? Have you ever gone back and watched WrestleMania 17, your match there, and some of these other TLC matches, SummerSlam 2000? I mean, have you ever gone back and watched some of those and just think, holy cow, what in the world were we doing back then?
I have, for sure. I don't do it often, but I think the last one I watched was with Devon Dudley. It was like some show for WWE or something. We just watched it back and kind of, I think it was the second TLC match. And it was just such a fast pace, because I know we were kind of hurting on time, but we were just going through those crazy spots like maniacs. But it was so entertaining. And I mean, I realized that I'm a kind of a part of immortality with those matches, because they'll never not be cool, you know.
Jeff Hardy joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. AEW superstars, they get ready for Double or Nothing coming up on May 29th. Do you kind of find yourself in a mentoring role right now? Are you kind of in a role where you also, you know, again, talking with Billy Gunn, you know, he's obviously doing a lot of stuff behind, you know, the scenes and backstage, but are you kind of finding yourself talking to some of these younger guys and giving them both, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly of, you know, what life can be like if you, you know, have to watch and take care of your body?
That's more along the lines of like what Matt does. I'm pretty much, you know, when you think about me, you know, that's why I relate with Darby Allin so much. We're so almost like kindred creatures with similar souls or something, because the main thing I do, like I've always like kind of took pride in the way I sell, you know, for example. So as far as advice, when I see somebody, something that can improve as far as like how they're selling a certain move or a certain punch or a certain kick or whatever, I always like, if they ask, I give my opinion. But yeah, Matt's more of that guy.
Jeff, you brought up Darby Allin, and for lack of a better kind of term, he's sort of your mini-me. I mean, a younger version of some of the things that you do. How much fun is it watching him? How much fun is it working with him? I mean, you know, as you said, maybe there's sort of a kindred spirit there between you two.
Yeah, when I first met Tony Khan, like before I'd ever, you know, AEW was even a thought, that's the first thing he said, man, you ever heard of this guy named Darby Allin? Man, he reminds me a lot of you. And then the more I, you know, heard about Darby Allin, the more I heard, oh, yeah, he's like a younger Jeff Hardy and all that. So leading up to our match, our first match together, I watched some of his like old matches, and I was just completely blown away with what he's done over the years, you know, in his young 20s and now, I guess, later 20s. But he's just so impressive. And I think the biggest difference between the way I was back when I was in my 20s, I used to be immune to fear, you know, but now I'm kind of not. But he's fearless, man. Like when he jumped off that ladder into the chair coffin, I mean, I did my best to protect him. I mean, he committed 100%. He did not hesitate one bit. And I love that.
You're walking into AEW now, you know, with a couple few years now under the belt. What's impressed you about being with this organization, and what do you see in AEW going forward?
The biggest thing for me, like, compared to like, you know, WWE, it was like my first night, when I debuted and, you know, came out trying to do the run and juke. I mean, I felt after that whole day was over and the pressure was kind of, you know, released a little bit, because it was a hectic day. I didn't know what time I was leaving until like 6 o'clock that morning, because my contract had just expired, you know, or my 90 days thing, like at midnight or whatever. So we just got our girls up for school and I got a text. Hey, Jeff, I'm so-and-so from AEW. Here's your flight for today. We can't get you directly to Fort Myers, but you got to fly to Tampa, and we got a car service. I was, oh, God, here we go. This is really happening. It's really going to happen. And that day, I signed the contract. My brother re-signed with them, too, and I signed right there beside my brother. But, yeah, I feel valuable. And that was the biggest sense and the most grateful thing about that day, is I felt valuable again.
I'm curious, Jeff, and I love talking to guys that have been around like yourself for a while, just – how different was it through the pandemic? I mean, working without crowds and things like that. I mean, it's such a different – you're one of those guys that, you know, we as fans, we just gravitate to, and you got to feed off that. And you go back and watch some of your matches, you know, you just feed off that. How tough was it working through the pandemic and almost like probably some ways sort of a relearning experience without any kind of crowd to feed off of?
Yeah, it totally was. Now, I mean, a part of U.S. history, it was. And the strange thing is when Matt debuted in AEW, and when I came back from my knee surgery, we both kind of came back in front of nobody, in front of no crowd. They were in Jacksonville, Florida, and we were at the PC in Orlando, Florida. And, yeah, just came out to the sound of when the music went off. It's just you wrestled in front of, you know, the sound of silence. And it was so strange. But then when WWE, man, that you got to respect the hell out of them. They'll find a way through any circumstance. But man, I walked into that Thunderdome for the first time and I was like blown away. This is crazy. And somehow it just seems like some futuristic stuff, you know, cause they're getting by through these, all these screens, and like 2,100 people's going to be watching through Zoom. It was just the strangest thing. And that first night I wrestled AJ Styles, which I have so much love and respect for. And, before we went out, and I'd won the Intercontinental title for the fifth time that night. And before we went out, I said, "Hey, Jim, I had the strangest dream last night, man. We were having this really cool match for the title in front of 2,100 people watching us through TV screens. It was the strangest thing, but that was really about to happen." And it was just so bizarre. But as the time went by, like, they got better with the sound effects, and it kind of felt more, we just kind of got used to it because we did it for so long. But man, just how fresh and new it was again, to come out in front of a live audience was just like, kind of like restarting our careers or something.
Jeff, what's been more fun in AEW, catching up with some of your old friends or getting a chance to watch some of this new talent breaking through?
Definitely the new talent breaking through just blows me away, and it's so, there's such a sense of freedom as well, because it's not as, there's not rehearsals, there's not, you know, ages. You can pretty much do and say what you want to just to go with the storyline, and nobody's really controlling that, which I love. And just like, I think WWE over rehearses quite a bit, so that's been the nicest thing, like not to have to rehearse the silliest little, you know, segment, and then to see these young talent. I mean, I'm pretty much the past and the present, but chilling with the future.
Well, AEW.com is the place to go. Get your tickets May 29th in Las Vegas. Double or Nothing is coming up, and you can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Hardy Brand. Jeff Hardy joined us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Jeff, thanks so much for spending a few minutes in Atlanta, man. Continued success, man. Love you. Really appreciate you being on. And look, I'm one of those fans too, man. I remember from day one you coming in. So I've watched your whole career, and thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Oh, thank y'all, man. Much love and respect.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio After the Game and the Odyssey.com app.
It's John Chuckery, nights 7 till 11.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show, live in the Kia Studios on a Friday evening with you. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 92.9 The Game, at JMCH316. He's at underscore Dylan Matthews. Quick reminder, I forgot to mention that we do have Rank'em tonight. It is a Friday night, so we will do a Rank'em. We'll get the dance party cranked up and going at 10 o'clock in the Brown Liquor Music Hour. And then we, of course, will have a little bit of fun at 10:40 with Rank'em. We're getting ready for Warriors and Mavericks. Luka was fighting some kind of stomach bug or something all night, but he is going to play, and we'll see if they can even the series up like the Celtics did last night. We're watching the Braves, more importantly. I'm trying to figure out, how have the Marlins lost one less game than the Braves? Because they are dreadful. Like, they are awful to watch. They got guys throwing pitches over Matt Olson's head, and they're throwing pitches around, and they're serving up gopher balls. Ozuna's homered, Dansby's homered, Darno's homered. It's 5-1 in the sixth. How can Florida have lost one less game, that, because they're percentage points ahead of the Braves? They both have the same amount of wins in 17, but the Braves have 21 losses and the Marlins have 20 losses. Because they're awful to watch. The Braves should sweep this team this weekend. as terrible as they are. I don't know how the Marlins win any games. That guy's remember when Randy Johnson threw that pitch over John Crook's head in the All-Star game, right? The pitcher for the Marlins did that to Matt Olson tonight. It literally was a pitch that flew up over his head. Like, how the hell do you misfire like that? Whew. So Braves are up 5-1. They should win this game. They should win all freaking weekend long, man. Time to put this garbage team on their backs and just be done with all of it. So, and it's military appreciation night, by the way, too. So guys are wearing camouflage hats. Ronnie's got the camouflage cleats and honoring the troops and everything like that. So a lot going on down in Miami. We'll keep you up to date about what is going on there. So I'm still got a lot to get to. Of course, we said Rankin coming up at 10:40. We're getting ready for NBA Western Conference Finals. Is Luka winning this by himself tonight? I had to laugh because I was listening to Chuck and those guys during the interview and commercial break and everything about they better find some guy. Their comment exactly was Dallas better find some guys that can score and make some shots tonight. Can't miss a whole bunch of shots. Can't do it by himself. I was like, really? Wow, okay. Don't tell that to Twitter or some of these other places, you know, because they think that Luka can do it all by himself. But anyway, we're having a little bit of fun, you know, with it. I saw too, and we're going to talk about J.J. Redick here in just a minute. Trey Young was on J.J. Redick's podcast, and may have to grab some clips of that for Monday. So I don't want you to do any work, Dylan. You know, I know you. Monday is Dylan's flex day, so just so you know, because you know Atlanta United's more important for Dylan to run all that. So he can't be here on Monday because Monday's our only show. Monday's the only show that I have at night next week because I'll be off Tuesday because I got to be up so early on Wednesday that I'll be filling in for Freaky on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. So next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it will be myself and John Freaky. And I've already told
John Freaky?
Yes, him. I already told Oren that I'm going to be tormenting Oren because you know what happens with Oren. Like my goal is – I set an over-under as to how many times I can make him put his head in his hands like this, right? That's my thing with Oren, is how many times can I make him want to, like, get up and leave the studio? You know, it's been those moments like when A.J. Cannon and I were together and A.J. brought in an acoustic guitar and just those kinds of moments. They just make Oren just want to put his head in his hands and just leave the studio and just quit radio for the rest of us. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Oren. He got engaged. If you didn't see him on his Twitter page. I think is it at Oren Romaine? Is that his Twitter page?
I believe so. Okay. I'll double check.
Yeah, I think it's at Oren Romaine. But congratulations to Oren, now newly engaged to him and his lovely fiance. They're going to have a little chitlin together. So congratulations to those two crazy kids out there and now engaged with baby on the way. I think this fall, I think, is when the baby comes. So congratulations to both of them. All right, speaking of congratulating things, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, speaking of J.J. Redick, look, I've enjoyed J.J. Redick and his analysis on the NBA and things like that, right? But again, and I say this all the time, as soon as you get on ESPN and you get on one of these shows, and what's the name of the – what are they calling the show nowadays that has Chris Russo and Stephen A. Smith? They're calling it Hot Take, right?
First Take.
Right. That's what I said. You know, Woke Take. So they got Woke Take, Hot Take. Whatever, right? You know, just so again, he's got to now fit in, right? He has to go over the top and do all the crazy stuff and everything like that. So, you know, Russo's one of those guys that is, you know, very much a historian, right? I mean, he's going to defend the old guys. He's done that multiple times. So they were talking about Chris Paul being one of the great point guards or something all time, and Chris Russo brought up Bob Cousy, and they were kind of busting his agates or what have you. J.J. Redick was busting his agates, whatever like that, and Russo brought up the fact that, you know, Cousy had 29 assists in an NBA game, and Redick had to say something goofy. He says, quote, well, he was being guarded by plumbers and firemen. Now, you know who got a hold of that quote? Bob Cousy himself. How the hell old is Bob Cousy now? Is he in his 90s now? Trying to see if I got an age here exactly of how old. 93 years old is Bob Cousy. And he sounds like he's sharp as a tack. But here's what Cousy said in response to all that, because he was given the quote. Quote, people with less talent will always try to make a name for themselves by criticizing other people and hopefully getting some attention and perhaps increasing their credibility. So when you respond to something like this, you play into their hands. I won't do that, but I will defend the firemen and plumbers that he referenced. And then he goes on to say, quote, and I'll just give you a few of the names of these firemen that I played with and against during my years. How about Bill Russell, the aforementioned not too bad a player? Wilt Chamberlain, remember that guy? He wasn't bad. I guess he must have fought fires as well. But in any event, Wilt Chamberlain. And then he also goes on to say, I love this, quote, still the best in my judgment, small forward that ever played the game, a guy named Elgin Baylor. A couple of point guards that weren't too shabby. My colleague who also had an award creating his name, a guy named Oscar Robertson, who was pound for pound the best player perhaps in the game. Jerry West wasn't too shabby. The guys on our team, Sam and Casey Jones, a guy named Hondo Havlicek wasn't too bad. Tommy Heinsohn, Frank Ramsey, George Mikan, Bob Pettit. I could go on and on. We must have had the best firemen and plumbers on the planet at the time, and I was very proud to play with all of them. What a great response from Bob Cousy. That's how you do it. That's how you come back when guys have to go. What's the name of that show? Hot Takey? What's the name of that show? Tommy?
First
Take. Is it
called
Tommy? Hot Tommy? Is that what that show is called?
Hot Talkie.
First Tommy. That's the name of that show. First Tommy. Because he went full on Hot Takey and all that kind of stuff. I mean, again, was it a stupid comment from J.J. Redick? Of course it was. But when you get – and I blame the culture and the environment because they don't want anybody to speak rational or coherent or make sense or anything like that, right? They want them to be over the top, hot takey, ridiculous, bombastic, right? They don't make any money on that show if it's not way up over the top or anything like that. Who's going to watch it? You want to watch Stephen A, you know, because he's going to go nuts on something. You want to see Mad Dog Russo because they're going to go nuts. Who is that the show that they used to have that Max Kellerman guy? That's the show? Okay. So he was on Hot Take with them, you know, originally. And then, you know, what's he on? First Woke Now or something like that?
I don't even know what he's on. Like, he's got his own show.
But they didn't want him on that show because he wasn't, you know, First Wokey, Hot Takey enough, you know, on there. Hell, they should have got Greenberg, you know, on there because he can't host anything else. So, but again, you get these guys in this environment where it's supposed to be over the top, and that's what this was. J.J. Redick knows full well Bob Cousy, whether he saw him or didn't see him. I mean, he didn't see him, obviously, but he knows full well he's one of the best point guards to ever play the game. He played in an era with all kinds of great players and a different time. And again, at 93 years old, you can't come up with a better retort than that. Like that's the ultimate great retort to how you keep a guy like J.J. Redick and put him in his place out of all of it. And look, the next time they bring something up like this, guess what J.J. Redick's going to do? He's going to go First Woke. He's going to go Hot Take Tommy, First Woke, whatever. He's going to come up with that kind of, you know, ridiculous over-the-top take or whatever like that, that has no actual bearing on or any factual basis or anything like that, because that's what you're supposed to be in that environment, right? I don't blame J.J. Redick, who, by the way, like I said, he's done a really good job on the network. And, you know, we'll have to grab some clips of that because I want to hear. I heard the interview was pretty good that he did with Trae Young. That you know, they were talking about times back in college and this, that, and the other. And I heard it was pretty good. So, again, when those guys want to when those guys want to focus and, you know, give good analysis, they can. But you put them on, what's the name of that show? Hot Tommy's?
First Take.
Okay, Woke Tommy, you know, First Woke, Hot Take Tommy-ish. I mean, whatever that show is out there, you get in that environment and you can't help yourself but to go over the top. But God bless 93-year-old Bob Cousy as he just, you know, stuck it right to J.J. Redick. And that's what's bugging Chuck Reed. All right, we're 5-3 right now. Oh, we didn't mention either that Charlie Morton, and he's still pitching, but he did take a ball off his leg in this game. He did take a line drive off his leg. It was like 100, I think I saw Chris Willis tweet, it was like 107 mile an hour line drive that he took off his leg. So thank God nothing happened there. Just crazy. But Morton right now, 5 1/3 inning, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 5 strikeouts and a walk, 80 pitches thus far. I'm going to guess that this will be it, especially now that he's given up, you know, a couple of runs, you know, in this inning. So I'm guessing, and Soler, by the way, homered in this inning off of Charlie. So nothing like trying to get yourself back hot and on track like Braves pitching at times, right? That did put Soler up to 200 on the season. But no, this will probably be it for Charlie Morton, and they'll go to the pen. Because this starts, by the way, this is the start of 17 consecutive games for the Braves. They have 17 games, 17 days. No days off for a while. Remember, they had that stretch at the beginning of the year, the very start of the season, 14 straight days. This is 17 games that they've got, you know, now. So it is a crazy stretch, and they've got a lot going on with their schedule. So you're obviously going to try to, you know, get your starting pitchers as deep as you can into some of these games. And, you know, rolling Charlie out there for one more inning and rolling him out here for the sixth, and he's got the lead. I mean, he'll – you know, he gets through this inning, assuming that he keeps it where it is at 5-3. You know, he get through this inning and you know, be in line for the win, and then you turn it over your bullpen, you know, from there. So good to see the Braves bats getting things going. Ronnie's got a couple of hits and scored a run, right? He's out there doing his thing. He's got a steal. He's got a double. He's got a run scored. And it just changes the complexion of this lineup completely. So, and by the way, Snicker said he's going to pretty much put him at DH all weekend long. I wonder who had that concept first. Who brought that idea up to?
I believe it was you.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, you talking about them playing in, you know, 17 days straight. You know, you're a man who works hard, you know, might work 17 straight days. You should give him some more advice.
No, the hell with that. I'll quit before I work 17 straight days. So. I want to get back for the top of the hour. I'm going to run by you a couple of possible trades that, as we keep hearing the name Donovan Mitchell potentially to the Atlanta Hawks, it's all a website that's got 2 trades. We'll see what you think about these. It's all next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.